This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization said Friday it had not seen any reports of deaths related to the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. The WHO said it was collecting evidence about what it calls a variant of concern as countries around the world scramble to stop its spreading. Omicron was first detected in southern Africa and reported to the organization just over a week ago. But despite a growing number of countries reporting infections with the new variant, no deaths have been reported to the United Nations health agencies. A WHO spokesman said, quote, "The more countries keep testing people and looking specifically into the Omicron variant, we will also find more cases, more information, and hopefully not, but also possibly deaths." Ukraine warned Friday Russia could launch a large-scale attack on the country in late January as tensions soar over an alleged Russian troop buildup near Kiev's borders. The United States and its allies have for weeks accused Russia of planning an invasion and massing troops along Ukraine's borders. Moscow seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and has since backed separatists fighting Kiev in eastern Ukraine. The conflict has left more than 13,000 dead. Russia denies planning an attack. Ukraine's defense minister says, quote, "A winter training period has started in Russia and that Moscow has already launched exercises near Ukrainian territory." He estimated that Russia had around 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border in Moscow-controlled Crimea and in separatist-held areas in eastern Ukraine. The United States this week said it had evidence Russia could be planning an invasion, threatening Moscow with sanctions if it attacks. This is VOA News. Rain in the Indian capital of New Delhi on Friday provided residents with slight relief from the pollution that has enveloped the city, although air quality remained in the hazardous category. People who came out in the morning said they were feeling better compared to previous days. Meanwhile, the capital city also ordered the closure of schools and colleges until further notice after the Supreme Court criticized the New Delhi government for reopening educational institutes despite so-called very poor air quality. Lower temperatures as winter approaches and a drop-off in wind speed have led to thick smog, which in turn traps pollutants from vehicles, industries, and the burning of biomass. Lebanon's information minister announced his resignation Friday in a bid to ease an unprecedented diplomatic crisis with Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries. He made the announcement at a press conference in Beirut, weeks after televised comments he made that were critical of Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen sparked the crisis. In response, Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador and banned all Lebanese imports, affecting hundreds of businesses and cutting off hundreds of millions in foreign currency to Lebanon, which is already facing a major economic meltdown. The minister had refused to resign over the comments made before he assumed his cabinet post, prolonging the crisis. An attack by Islamic State militants on a village in northern Iraq on Friday killed 3 villagers and 10 Kurdish soldiers, officials in Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region said. The attack took place in a region that is a hotbed for Islamic State activity that sees regular attacks on Kurdish forces, Iraqi forces, and often civilians. Islamic State controlled roughly a third of Iraq between 2014 and 2017, including the remote region, but also major cities including Mosul. A loose coalition of U.S.-led forces, Iraqi and Kurdish troops, and Iran-backed Shiite militias defeated the Sunni Muslim extremist group in 2017, but its members still roam areas of northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. Western military officials say at least 10,000 Islamic State fighters remain in Iraq and Syria. Again, an attack by Islamic State militants on a village in northern Iraq on Friday killed 3 villagers and 10 Kurdish soldiers, officials in Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region said. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.